Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and OMG, pretty darn sexy people. Wow, do I have a lot of information to bring you today. For those of you that are new listeners, just know that this show is about all the latest cutting-edge energetic shifts and changes that are going on in the world and in the collective consciousness and in the universe. They just corrected me. It's the universe, Dee. It's not the world. It's the universe. And it's especially the universe of us. So, I invite everybody today to raise your hand if you have any questions, because we have some discerning to get to. And I will get into all of that in a minute. As you know, I just returned from London. And whenever I go away, there's always experiences that lead me to breakthroughs in energy and stuff that's up for all of us. So we will be going into that in the show today. I want to invite you all, July 24th from 7 to 9 is our next webinar, Holding the Focus of Self-Love. And all I can tell you is, you know, we've known for a long time how important it is to love ourselves, but we haven't really understood that loving yourself is literally kind of the core of creation. You can't create your lives if you don't create yourselves, right? And who wants to create themselves if they don't love themselves? You're not even worthy to create yourself then. So literally, we were given that statement that if we are not in the experience of self-love, creation itself is non-existent. Now, I'm going to tie that in with something else that came in, because I was asking if there was any more discernment around this next webinar that I could give you today. And they gave me something, which is what I need you to come on and help me get the highest discernment around. So I'll be going to that in a minute. Just know that holding the focus of self-love is probably the most important thing we've done so far in this work. And that's saying a lot, because we've done some pretty important stuff here. So when we can hold the focus of self-love and love ourselves exponentially, unconditionally, and take that love into the creation of our bodies, of our financial lives, of our relationships, then really instantaneous, that's the highest word, yes, instantaneous and miraculous. Instantaneous and miraculous creation happens. Well, I'm all for that. I don't know about you. So July 24th, 7 to 9, you can sign up at imdwallace.com. And also, woohoo, I'm so glad that I put it out there about Creation Station 2. This is my advanced training. It's only available in person. Because I hire a lot of people to come in and do one-on-one work with you so that you can really hone your skills around channeling and information and understanding the highest information. So it's only available in the home, and you do have to have already participated and completed Creation Station 1. Now, Creation Station 1 is available as a download at imdwallace.com if you want to come to Creation Station 2. But we already have several people that have come forward and signed up. Thank you. Please do not wait till the end, you know, and tell me you're coming a week before. I mean, I need to make have made a commitment, but I need a certain amount of people to do this, and I need to know that those people are in place by August 9th to honor and support everybody that has signed up. Okay, so that's August 30th through September 1st. Here with me in my home, it's the advanced training. Anybody that's ever gone through it can tell you what a phenomenal weekend it is. Empowering. July 20th, if you're around the LA area, I'm going to be at the Westlake Center for Spiritual Living. Please come out. I'm going to do a three-hour presentation on creating your life and taking questions and doing personal work out at the Westlake Center. That's July 20th. All this is on my website. You can check it out. And August 9th through 11th, I know a lot of y'all are coming up to see me at Lilydale in upstate New York. Can't wait. We're going to create some kind of time to get together with just my community up there. So I'm really excited about that, August 9th through 11th. Get to see some of your faces that go to this wonderful energy that I work with every week. Okay, so back to the information now that's coming in. While I was gone, it occurred to me, and this is a miasm that I have done, but when two or more are gathered, you know, so I would like everybody to participate in this. Again, a miasm is a big clump of belief systems that have an electrical charge. They think they're separate from us. They're not. They're part of us, part of our consciousness. And so that shows you the greatness of this work and how far we've come, because we used to take a belief at a time, and now we're taking miasms, which are billions of beliefs. And it is, I have to be dramatic to create my life. In other words, I don't have any choice. I have to worry. I have to hold my focus on, well, gosh, what if it doesn't happen? Well, gosh, I don't think I can do this. Well, gosh, I don't have enough money. Well, gosh, my body isn't it, you know. We have to, not we just tend to, but we have to be dramatic in the creation of our own lives. So even if everything is going great, and I know there's a lot of people out there that identify with this, everything's going great, and we will find a way to create some drama around it. Yes, I love you, and everything's great, and everything's fabulous, but what if it's not right? What if you leave me? What if we don't? What if we can't? We will literally have to create some drama around that in order to create our lives. So I'm asking everyone to come together now. Picture that big black ball of tar that we're using as the billions of beliefs that go into having to be dramatic to create our lives. Please fall down into your hearts. Open your hearts. Go to the place of love and joy. And we all have those experiences. It can have lasted 5 seconds, guys. But you want to go to that place where you just instantly can feel love and joy. I go to walking into my little girl's bedroom when she was in her crib in the morning and seeing her face light up just because I walked in, and how much I felt my love for her. That's where I go. You pick yours. Now expand it out. Just feel it and just go into the feeling, into the feeling. Let yourself feel it all the way. Now with love, send that to this ball of miasm whose core is, I have to be dramatic to create my life. And just send it all this love. See it melt. See it dissolve. We're invoking the violet flame and the golden light now to transmit that energy into just pure zero light energy. And we are directing that energy now to be love and to know it's loved. To be love and to know it's loved. And so it is. Well, now they're giving me something else. Hold on a minute. Oh, okay. To experience, hold yourself in the experience of that new energy that was the miasm of limitation and is now the freedom of love and being loved. Love and being loved. What does that feel like? That's our claim, our direction, our allowing, our celebration for this new energy that's free now to be love and to be loved. So it is. And that is pretty much the way that you heal anything and create anything. And that's why they gave us this red dot on a white card that we're to focus on 30 seconds, five times a day. It's a big 2.5 minutes out of your life, guys. While you're in this experience of love and joy, and if you're in the experience of love, you're in the experience of being loved also. Okay? What we're doing, they're training us to send love and focus our love to self-love. Once we've mastered that, and we're close, then we can use both to either dissolve and heal or create. So, I'm not a doctor, but energetically they're saying this is the process we use to melt a tumor and create the experience within those cells of love and being loved from the tumor that's displaced, melted, dissolved. This is how we focus the light. As you know, whatever you focus on the light is what the light is created into by the light of you, which is love and self-love. Okay, I'm asking everyone who has the sheets, and I think it's the majority of you, if anyone does not have my sheets and wants them, you can get them with a balanced podcast at IMD Wallace. For those of you that have the sheets, well, five each, they're asking everybody, whenever you hear this, to please just pick five of the core beliefs, to call in the entire community's energy. All the core beliefs on the sheets are miasms. They're the core of miasms. And they're asking everybody to take five and do the work around five of them, please. While you remember to call in all energy to participate with you in the dissolving and the replacing of this. So again, you go to your experience, you send that love to whatever core belief / miasm you're working with. You see it dissolve. You call in the violet flame and the golden light. You send it the message and the experience, this new energy that you are loved and you are love. And that's what you are creating in that available energy now. Self-worth is up big time. I got to play with it a lot at this event I was in and around a lot of other things that are going on in my life. So I want us to all claim that I know, I am, and I experience my self-worth. I know, I am, and I experience my self-worth. I allow all the world to support me, to acknowledge me, to love me, and to deliver to me the desires of my heart. I'm worth it. I deserve it. And so it is. All right. Can I go to the calls now? All righty. We're off and running. And we're going to start with Beth in Montana. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm great. The dot exercise, it makes me focus into the now. I mean,
yes.
It keeps me absolutely focused, and I can be off, you know, running my mind about stuff, and I just do my heart. I made it a little red heart, and I just do my heart, and it just becomes, it just brings me right in, brings me into my heart.
Yes, all of that, and that's part of the importance of creation, because if you can't remain in the now,
right,
then you're not creating.
Right.
Basically, because we know that this moment of now is the only time that we create. This is the moment that we have the energy at our disposal for direction. Not the past, not the future. I'm hearing that. A lot of people are seeing light around the dots in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
I had a really interesting experience in London where it was, the best way I can explain it to everybody is that it was like a whole universe in the space around the dot became available for me to see and to feel. It's like I went into an altered universe. And I was very present in the room. And I was very present that the room was there, but it was like the energy shifted and I saw more. All kinds of interesting things are happening with this little exercise that they gave us. And I think what you're bringing forward, Beth, is really, really important, that it's teaching us to stay in the moment and be very present. The other thing that I've realized with it also is I'm kind of aware of what comes up when my focus does drift off into another thought instead of just the sending of the love for 30 seconds, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm finding is where I drift off into are the limiting beliefs I have that come up around love and self-love. Like I will start seeing conflict somewhere, or I'll remember a memory where there was a conflict with a loved one. And I just be kind of present with that, because that tells you that somewhere in your experience of love and self-love is collapsed conflict.
Mine's been self-judgment.
Yes. Oh, yours is self-judgment.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well,
I'm not good enough, or can't say the right thing, or I judge how I've said something, or, you know, it's really bringing up a lot of stuff that I imagine I've buried, you know.
Well,
or
and
maybe
I
I'm
think
just
we
more
all
aware
have,
of it.
Because... Well, this is what they gave me right before the show. that they wanted me to bring on, so I'm supposed to do those now. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And now, as you know, I'm not a big fan of organized religion, but I am a big fan of the truth. And they said the truth around this statement is, if we look at the word God as all thought and all possibility, which is what my belief is, for all thought and all possibility so loved the world that it gave all thought and all possibility to the world. And those that believe in all thought and all possibility can't ever perish then, because we are always in conscious creation. Now that, and somebody is going to bring in more discernment around that during the call here. But that's pretty awesome to me, and I get that. That when you believe in all thought and all possibility, and you love yourself enough to commit to that, and the creation of that, and the creation within that, all things are possible.
And see, when that came up, when you said that for me, of course, it caused reaction for me because, of course, I was raised in the Christian church, and it brought up, I don't know, it just brought up some stuff. It doesn't feel good.
Well, it doesn't feel good because someone inadvertently connected limitation to it when they were teaching it to you. But in its truth, Beth, there is no limitation.
I think the part where whosoever believeth in me shall not perish but have everlasting life, and it's like, for me, it brings up, but I am that I am. I don't have to believe in something else to be who I am. So I think that I think there's that issue.
Well,
there,
yeah,
you know?
And they, what, that's what I'm saying. That's not what the One Energy said.
Right.
The One Energy said, "You're me. I'm you. Go create. I'm giving you the free will to do that." And then man took that and said, "Oh, well, we can create a lot of fear and limitation and control a
right.
lot of people if we make unlimitedness a limitation for everybody else."
I gotcha. Okay.
So
I gotcha.
It's up to you now to move out of the reaction of the non-truth into the freedom of what is the truth.
Okay. I gotcha.
Good.
It's just distorted.
Well, yes. They've distorted it from the beginning of time. And
right.
we've been participating in that, because when we broke off from the One Energy, when the One Energy said, "Here, I love you and I support you so much and I believe you so much, here, you get to go be me and see how powerful it is," we went, "Well, holy hell, we're not loved and you're sending us away and you're not going to take care of us anymore." And the One Energy's going, "Damn, I thought this was a positive."
Well, I think the energy's always flowing. We're the only ones that remove ourselves from that flow.
Absolutely. So
yeah.
you can define the I am as a limited presence that has to believe in a thing called God that's a guy sitting up there, or you can define your I am as the knowing that there is all thought and all possibility, and you're the creation of it through your free will. You get to define your I am presence any way you want to, Beth,
right.
and that's where the true power is.
Right.
Okay?
Great.
So bless them. They knew not what they did. And move on, babe.
Right.
Love you. Thank you.
Love you, too. Thanks.
Well, what a phenomenal first. Yeah, we got pretty much our discernment right there. Teresa in Michigan, you're on, baby.
Hi. How are you, Dee?
So great. How are you?
I'm doing really good.
Good.
Yeah, I think I'm doing good. I get the self-love thing and the discernment. Both of those have been coming up really big for me lately.
Well, awesome. I get a big yes on that, yeah.
Yeah. It's been amazing. I look back and I look at the way that I just haven't loved myself, and I'm like, wow, that is just, and just in little ways, not so much big ways, but just in little ways.
Oh, I know. It's like a kind of a part of our understanding of who we are is to put ourselves on the back burner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You're talking to the queen.
I think
society
we're programmed.
Oh, we're definitely programmed, and we're programmed by our churches and our schools. You know, sit down, shut up, don't question. I can't tell you many teachers on behalf of my daughter I took her in and had meetings with. I said, no, this is not okay. She has a voice. She gets to use her voice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's got to use her voice in a respectful way, but you don't teach children by, you know, just regurgitating everything that I believe, but that is how we have kind of committed our education of ourselves, is I'll just do what they tell me to do, and then I don't have to think for myself, and that's when we lose our power of creation.
Definitely.
So, yippee for you. Keep it up, they're saying.
Yeah, I am.
Do you have a question, Teresa, that we can help you with? Or?
What I would really, really like is I would like maybe to do a little exercise with you to open that self-loving self up more.
I would like you to call me with that first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds great. And it's so funny because I have to bring this up. The other day I was just kind of flipping through the TV looking for the Weather Channel. And, of course, that movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind comes on.
Uh-huh.
And I start watching it, and I thought to myself, for way, way, way back when I first saw it and I saw you in that movie, someone said to me, something in my head said, one day you will talk to her. And I just
well,
started
that's
cracking
not
up.
Me. That's not me. That's Melinda Dillon.
That's Melinda. Okay. I'm
I
thinking,
was in
oh my
E.T.,
God.
But, you know, all blondes in Hollywood look alike. So.
Oh, sorry for the miss thing, but, no, I've been drawn to you. Thank you so much for
You're so
everything.
Welcome,
I've listened
Teresa.
To your shows, and I'm going to contact you independently. I appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I just before I bring anything on the shows, I usually go through it myself. So feel free to email me, and we'll get together, okay?
That sounds good. Thank
all
you.
All right, love. Thank you.
Bye.
And we're going to Steve, New York. Dude, what's up?
Well, I did actually the first film that I've done, except for a teaser, since we've worked together. Everything, every project that I've been cast in, except for stage reading, has either been canceled or postponed for like 6 or 8 months. And I was happy with my work. I wasn't happy with a lot of the stuff on the film. I love the director. And I've been living in this sort of miasm, especially for the last 2 or 3 weeks, and I keep
no,
hearing the word.
Not
no?
a miasm.
It feels awful.
Well,
know?
Yeah. And so what is it in the outside world you're allowing Steve to stop creating himself around?
God, I wish I knew.
Well, you just said.
God, that I've been living in a miasm?
Well, no, baby. If you listen to your words, everything's fallen through. Everything's been postponed. I don't particularly like what was done in this film. So I'm going to not stay in love for myself and create love and joy for myself because shit's happening in my life that I don't like.
Wow.
And Steve, this is why I have vigilantly, with tough love, kept saying to you, you cannot use things outside of yourself to acknowledge your creation or unacknowledge, disacknowledge your whatever the frick the word is.
Right.
You know, take your acknowledgement away from you. You can't do it. And they're showing me my beloved Christopher, my husband. You know, when I was so excited about my reviews from the Howling, and he said, okay, Pupper, but just remember one thing. If you believe the good ones, you have to believe the bad ones. If you're going to give your creation over to what they say and what they do, you have to give it over when it's good, and you have to give it over when it's bad. And that's what he was saying to me all those many years ago, what I keep trying to get you to get.
Well, it hasn't been so much a personal, I mean, you know, my work is, you know, they like my work. I, you know, it's almost as if their opinion of my work doesn't matter. I think I've gotten past that one.
Well, then what is it that matters?
Well, the fact that the flow seems so interrupted and people are financially, it's been a mess. I mean, it was, you know.
So, Steve, how can the flow be consistent and in the flow when you go into the toilet like this when things aren't flowing?
Yeah.
Well, you guys have to get this. This is when you stay in self-love and joy, because this moment of being down and out of self-love is creating moments in the future, and you're going to go, why is this here again? And I'm going to say, remember that call?
Yeah.
Because you allowed yourself to go into the toilet because of the shit that was going on around you. So what I'm hearing you say is what you want to create is consistency and flow.
Right.
In every area of your life, money, completion, work, success, acting, relationships. Isn't that what you're saying you want?
Yeah, absolutely. I would like to ideally have a life where I go for, I mean, and a lot of stuff which has been going on for a long time, years ago, I mean, and we're talking about over 5 years ago, I discovered that I love acting, and I don't need an audience. And that's why I love doing film. Because
okay, well, I get a no on that.
Really? I don't.
Yep.
I haven't done my own show for the last 3 weeks because I haven't felt like performing in front of an audience. So, of course, in this film.
Well, okay. And what I want to point out to you is that film is the biggest audience in the world.
Yeah, but they're not there when you're doing it.
Well, you better get really clear, though, about what you're saying to the universe, because, my friends, we all need an audience. We all need energy to work with and intertwine with and send energy to and receive energy back from. You've got to play with the energy. And, Steve, and I'm saying this with tough love, but a lot of love. Every time you call, and I love celebrating with you, but it is always either about this is what I did or this is what's not happening for me.
Right.
So it's always described through this is what I accomplished, this is what they said about me, this is how much they love me, or this is how much they don't love me and how they're not hiring me.
Right.
Okay, so that is not going into self-love and self-creation.
Right.
You don't get it. I can hear in the vibration in your voice you don't get it. Steven?
Yes.
Person I love?
Yes.
Can you choose to be happy and joyful right now?
I can be, actually.
Okay, well, go there. I want to hear the experience of you doing it. Everybody. Everybody
okay,
on the call.
What?
No buts, no ifs, No, oh, come on, Dee. No, none of that. Just fall into your hearts and
okay.
go to that place of love and joy and let it expand. Now, see yourself in front of yourself. You're the dot now.
Okay.
Send that to yourself. Everybody be quiet and just do it. Okay, now, Stephen, can you feel the energy shift from when you called to now?
Yes.
Okay, that's what you want. You don't want to have to be dramatic to create your life.
No.
And that's what you're doing. What we have to do is be in...
Really appropriate on this call.
What?
Really appropriate on this call.
Yes, don't you think?
Yeah.
It's amazing how synchronistic our calls are, don't you think?
Oh, yes, yeah.
But that served everybody because we're going, okay, well, I can be happy now because, you know, I got some money and I got a job and, okay, yeah. I want to know, can you live and hold the focus in love and self-love for yourself all the time?
It may have to be moment to moment for a while.
Well, that's all we're asking. That's all they're asking. If you can do it moment to moment, then all the moments become one moment together. That's why they're asking to practice 30 seconds five times a day.
And I have been doing the exercise.
Yeah, you've been doing the exercise, but you need to bring in the experience of love more.
I think I need to put myself on the dot. So I'm giving love to myself, I'm sending love to the dot.
Yes, but not yet.
Okay.
Just work with the dot, guys. If you can do it with the dot, you can do it. You know that person that's hurt you more than anybody else in your life? If you can do it on the dot, you can do it for them. If you can do it for them, you can do it for you.
Yeah.
Okay? Because the dot has no emotional connection. So if you can send love to something that you're not dependent on getting love back from, you can send love to anybody and anything. Do you understand?
Yes.
Including yourself.
All
right, sweetheart. Love you.
I love you. Thank you. Thank you, darling.
Wow, that was big discernment for a lot of us. I know I'm not going to say your name right. Ever. I'm going to get this down. Ulrike?
Ulrike, yes.
Ulrike. I always want to go. Yeah. My can just wants to go to the E at the end. Hi, sweetheart.
Hello, Dee. I'm wondering if I get shit from you. I just have to say.
You're going
to
get shit from me if you need shit from me.
Baby. Yeah, I know.
So, we're all giving each other glorious, fabulous, wonderful shit.
Yeah.
You know, so that we can be free here.
Yes,
to create.
I know.
So.
That's why I say it like that. Because
what's up?
So, and actually I want to just say before I say what this is all about, you always say, yeah, just go back into, get on, you know, just don't stay in this, that is upsetting or not working right.
Yeah, don't
and,
stay in the victim place.
Yeah, and so I had a hard time since last night with after a conversation with somebody who does dye work for me. So who works for me practically to get off it. And as soon as this morning your show started, I noticed that I could go back to myself and come and be inside myself. And but still, I mean, what is it with miscommunication, lack of cooperation and commitment? I am looking at it at myself,
Well, if you're experiencing it in your world, then it's bringing it to yourself for you to look at within yourself, because your world is created from who you are.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're having a lack of commitment and a lack of communication with people that are working with you,
yeah,
you're having it with yourself. So they're asking me to go to a core belief here. Hang on. These are on the sheets that we work with. Oh, hang on. Going here, here, anywhere. Okay. It's the core belief, I can never be God. Now, that ties into a lot of what we just did with Stephen.
Mm-hmm.
And Beth, because if we have the miasmic core belief that I can never be God,
mm-hmm,
and we go to consciously creating our lives all the time and be present as the God we are with free will that does that, that's a paradox.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I can't be God, and the whole work is around accepting that we are the God of ourselves.
Yes.
That has the power to create. So, if you are questioning that, and you are within yourself,
mm-hmm,
then that can show up in your life as people questioning you as the God in their lives. Well, I don't have to do what you say. Well, I don't have to communicate what you say. Well, I.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
you're not God, so I don't have to answer to you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Boy, I'm seeing three people in my life right now that you're bringing in with this discernment. So, you know, ultimately, again, if you don't know your God, the world, how can the world mirror back to you the honor and the self-worth that you deserve?
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know it yourself.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, of course, we're not talking about knowing it in a belligerent way.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a peaceful self-love that just knows it's the creator of its own beingness. And when you know that, that vibration extends to everybody and everything that deals with you. And it also is acknowledged by you, and therefore the world has to acknowledge it. I'm important here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a big, big one that you're showing me here.
Well, it's a big one I'm showing myself here in a lot of different ways, because I think, and again, that's what Steve was talking about, is he was seeing his work and his beingness not honored in the world. But we can't wait for them to honor us. We have to love ourselves enough to honor ourselves, and then the people who honor us will step forward.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like, if there is miscommunication, if I ask somebody if they are able to do some work for me within a certain time and then they don't, and my focus was very clear.
Then you need to either get somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah,
right?
You
need to come forward powerfully in love and uh-huh. say, you will not be working for me anymore if you don't and can't commit to my time schedule. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I love your work. I appreciate your work. And this has to be on my timetable. You need to serve me this way.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's just, that's probably my limited belief. we have worked, she has worked for me for years, and there are always flaws, never when there's a wrong dye color or something, it's never her, it's always...
Okay, but you've allowed this to go on for years.
Hmm?
You have allowed this to go on for years. So you have to shift before anything else is going to shift, because you've been creating this and being allowing the creating of this for years.
Yeah, it's true, and that's also out of the belief that there is nobody else on the island that can do that except a friend of this person.
Yeah, well, that's not true. And if you have to go off the island, go off the island. But this isn't working for you, so you have to honor yourself enough to say, I am creating a relationship that works for me now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your call, darling.
Thank you very
much. You helped
much.
A lot of people there, including moi. Okay, Alicia in California, what's up?
Oh, my goodness, I think we're in sync. You're in my mind or I'm in yours.
Yeah, well, it's one mind, baby, one mind.
I'm believing it. I love you. I was walking today, and the last couple of days I'm going, I'm in the worry, I'm in the doubt, I'm not sure if I'm in my heart space. And then my question is, can I just assume that I'm in the heart space through intention, and then I'm there? It feels like I can.
Well, sure, if you believe that, because as you believe, it's delivered to you. So what a lot of people do is, well, I'm going to say the affirmations, and I'm going to do, you know, the dot exercises, and I'm going to do this. I don't think all this shit works, but I'm going to do it so I can see if it does. Then it doesn't.
Chris, I used to think in the past that I was kidding myself, and I'm thinking this time I'm actually there, and because I go in that worry and the doubt, I figured I'd check in with you.
Yeah, that's how you create drama.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was talking about at the beginning of the show. I have to create drama to create my life. And we're doing that by holding on to the doubt and the limitation now. So it's time to give that up. And they're saying it starts with the intention, but you must move into the experience, Alicia. You've got to move into the experience, the heart experience, the joy and the love experience. They're asking us to live in that experience all the time.
And unless I'm fooling myself, it feels like I'm moving, that's starting to become my default.
What do you mean?
I noticed since the last call, I'm waking up in the morning and I'm actually happy, and I'm keep returning to, you know, returning to that and straightening my horror line and whatnot. And it feels like I'm noticing more and more, and I'm not feeling that, big thing, but it's feeling like, I'm moving into that gentle, happy space. Like that's becoming my default.
There's something, this is because it went to no when you said you woke up in the morning feeling happy. If you listen to all your words, you immediately went into, I'm moving into that space.
Oh.
You don't have to move into the space, guys. Let's get real clear about that, because they're like giving me exclamation marks, which means stop. This is really important. This isn't something you move into. This is who we are. Who we are naturally. Naturally. Who we are, who we were born as, is joy and love and light. So we just have to release whatever might be in our way still of being and experiencing ourselves as love and joy and light. In your case, it's, oh, my God, am I there yet? Because if you keep asking yourself, am I there yet? You're not there, and you're not living in the experience of love and joy and light, right?
Uh-huh.
So just know that you're there. Claim that you're there. That's what you want, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Make it that simple. Because, again, my beautiful people, you have to define yourself as being there, being clear, knowing unconditionally. You have to define yourself as that before you live in the experience of it. So if you are trying to create it, then you are never living in the experience of it. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anything else? All right, we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, around this, and so it is. And they're saying to everybody here, if you did not listen to the Monday night show on the Awakening Zone, go back in the archives. It's a taped private session I did with someone, and I've had a huge response to this show. Around people actually getting and understanding key things that they didn't understand before. So if you are of a mind and called to do it, I would go to the Awakening Zone. You know you can get there through imdwallace.com and go to the archive for last Monday. Is there anything else? Thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
Thank you.
And we're going to Jenny in California.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Hi, it's good to talk to you again. I actually talked to you for the first time about a month ago. I was having difficulty with some pain and stuff in my left leg. And so I ended up working with that, and it became, I'm not going to say it got worse, it became more of a challenge such that I ended up having to have surgery last Friday to remove some herniated tissue that was compressing the nerve in the spine and making it so that I can't move my ankle. And so I've had some great improvement since the surgery, but I'm still having issues with the nerves communicating to a portion of the ankle and the foot. And I feel like I'm being able to stay in this good space, and I'm experiencing actually a lot of love and great support from my friends and everything, but I think I could use some assistance in the physical healing and basically getting these nerves to heal and reconnect and communicate in the way that they're supposed to.
Okay, the first thing that they want to make sure everybody understands is, do you realize that the surgery was a part of you doing the conscious healing work?
Yes, absolutely. And
okay.
It took me a little bit to get to that, but then when I finally realized it all lined up so fast, and
yeah.
I really worked consciously that team was brought in to help with this healing. That was a
absolutely.
Big part of it.
And a lot of people think that's a failure, but
right.
if something is already distressing your body because energetically you have not addressed it,
mm-hmm.
then when you focus the love and the intention on healing, oftentimes we call in other people like surgeons
mm-hmm.
to help us heal. I want to get to, you still haven't gotten to the energetic thing that caused it in the first place.
Okay.
And so we're going to the energetic thing that's not allowing the nerves to connect and communicate and flow. Flow is the most important word. So our intention here, and again, I'm not a doctor, I'm just working with energy.
Right.
Is the intention to allow this to flow. Sheets, book, give me a song, sweetheart.
Little Bird. That's the first thing that popped to mind.
Okay, Little Bird. Little Bird, Little Bird, that one?
No, there's a Abby Lincoln song. Little Bird, fly so high, up above the world so high.
Okay. All right. So, can you? Can you allow yourself to fly into this world of all possibilities? That these nerves, it's, again, we're going back to I can never be God.
Mm.
Can you believe, can you love yourself enough to believe that you can heal this through the direction and sending of love? You're kind of in judgment of all this, and you have to move out of your judgment of your body, love your body for bringing this to you, and just go to that love place and say, okay, nerves, flow. Flow to each other. Talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tell your body you got it, you got the message, and you need to claim now, as we all do, I think this is going to be the close of the show here, that I am the free will of my I Am Presence that chooses to know right now that I am God. I can be God. I am God. And so it is. We're claiming the symbol and divine love around that. So move out of your judgment. Know that you're the God of you that creates this. And really just start opening your heart, going into that experience and taking it into your nerves and your nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, there's something else. Sheets. Give me a movie, please.
The Expendables.
Okay. Well, the words they're giving me is you're not. You're not expendable in this creation process. You have to be involved. And the biggest way that we can be involved in the creation of anything is this enlarging and expanding of love for ourselves. Highest, most correct, most complete. Is there anything else? That's it. So I want you to let me know, okay, Jenny?
Okay, I will.
Blessings, honey. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. I wish I had another hour with everybody here. But that's it. We've got to get out of here. I love you. What's the most important thing you can do? Love yourselves. Love yourselves. Get up every morning and go, my intention is to love myself so much I just want to eat myself up and have a lot of fun doing it. All right, my friends, till we meet again. If you're called to a creation station, let me know because I want you there.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.